welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
Morning. It's Dr. Bryce Edwards from Victoria University joining us from Wellington. How's the wind down there, mate?
Morning, Johnny. It's atrocious. Yeah, I've just been outside and it's a bit of a hurricane, yeah. And I see the flights have just been cancelled at the airport. So, yeah, everything's closing down. Ferries cancelled. Yep, chaos. But no accidents or anything like that yet. All just a bit windy.
Batten down the hatches. Now, this morning we're going to start off with the budget. Minister of Finance Nicola Willis is set to deliver the budget on the 22nd of May, but at the moment we're kind of leading up to it. We're getting small bits and pieces. And the first thing they've come out with is that they've confirmed that they're going to reduce the size of the operating allowance. Bryce, could you just talk us through what this is and what's in store?
So, yes, this is all pretty bad news. The government books aren't great. They haven't been great for a few years. The operating allowance is how much is allocated for new spending, mm-hmm. so additional spending to the current budget, essentially. And they already had a tight parameter of $2.4 billion that they were allocating for this new expenditure. Now they say it's going to be $1.3 billion. And so, yeah, half what they had intended. And so governments always have to have new spending each year. And so in this situation, it's going to be much reduced, which means there's going to have to be cuts elsewhere to find the money to pay for everything. So there's a bit of speculation going on now that, we're just about where this money is going to come from. Is it going to be from public services? Is it going to be from KiwiSaver? We're talking billions of dollars has to be found elsewhere. KiwiSaver is one of the ones they're talking about a lot. At the moment, the government makes a contribution each year of, I think, $500 a year to KiwiSaver accounts. They're looking at means testing that that's the speculation. So if you're wealthy, you shouldn't get that. That money is the idea. But there might be all sorts of other cuts in public services to reprioritise is the word to find that money.
Do you think Kiwis are getting value for their tax cuts that we got a couple of years ago?
Yeah, that's a big issue, isn't it?
Yeah.
Governments essentially have to balance the books over time. Their spending has to be less than the revenue that they get, and so that hasn't been the case for a number of years. And especially during COVID, the government had to spend a lot more for some good reasons of mm-hmm. that crisis. But it means that our debt has got up quite high, and so just the interest payments on that debt each year, I think, is about $6 or $7 billion. Mm. That's a huge, I wouldn't say it's a waste, but it's pretty unfortunate that we have to spend that. Eventually all that money has to be paid. So you can either, when you've got a deficit, you can either cut your spending or you can raise taxation, raise revenue. And already the government's decided to cut taxes. So that's what they did in their first 100 days. They reduced some of the taxes, and so now some people are saying, well, maybe that's part of the problem. Mm. If you didn't give landlords a big tax cut, if you didn't give the wealthy a tax cut, we wouldn't be quite in this position.
Yes.
And so it's also going to lead to discussions about whether we need some other taxes. There was some debate over the last few months about maybe we need to fix, there's a loophole in charities not paying tax, especially when they have businesses like the Seventh-day Adventist Church, runs sanitarium, brick for cereals, etc. They don't pay tax on that. So some people were saying, well, maybe we should start taxing those big companies. Mm. There'll be debates, I think, about wealth taxes, capital gains taxes. Maybe we need to bring one of those in to start balancing the books. And the International Monetary Fund have, come out recently saying, well, reiterating that New Zealand does need to bring in one of those. But in the meantime, yeah, it's going to be some pretty big cuts here and there to not balance the books. yet, because Nicola Willis still isn't going to be able to do that for a number of years, but at least to reduce the deficit.
Now, Willis has come out saying that the government wants to get, quote, more impact out of every dollar spent, which sounds like a pretty typical PR line. Is that realistic across the public sector, or is it likely to lead to service cuts and job losses, particularly in Wellington?
Yeah, I mean, you're right. It's a bit of a cliche. It's one that we might all agree with. And, you know, obviously there is, any government ends up wasting some money in different areas. And so, yeah, I think you do want a government to be making sure that all that is well-spent money. But sometimes, yes, it's a bit of a PR line for cutting important spending. You know, it might be welfare benefits or, you know, spending in education and healthcare. I think what we should watch out for in this budget, and this is, you know, some of the stuff I'm hearing, is that the government's going to try and cut some of the spending it does on external contracts. So every, you know, government agency, you know, has to sometimes contract out to different providers, like corrections maybe, for example, or justice, will have to sometimes contract out to community organisations to provide, I don't know, all sorts of services for prisoners or for people on parole, or, you know, all sorts of things like that across the state. And I think it's that area that's going to have some of the big cuts. So the government's kind of looking at all the different contracts that they put out and working out whether they can cut any of those.
The government's obviously still running a structural deficit while claiming to exercise restraint in spending. How does this tension play out politically, especially after last year's tax cuts?
Yeah, well, obviously you've got people from different parts of the political spectrum criticising the government for their current handling of fiscal matters. So on the right, you've got people like the Taxpayers Union and maybe even people around ACT who are saying, look, the government needs to cut more. They're still spending more than what the last Labor government spent, more than Grant Robertson spent. And so, you know, we expect the government under National and ACT and New Zealand First to actually take a more fiscally conservative approach and get real about, you know, balancing the books. On the left, yeah, obviously people were saying that there's lots of problems due to those tax cuts, and that the poor are paying for these problems at the moment, and the Greens and Labor in particular are focusing on some of those tax cuts, but they also will start, I think, to look at some of the areas that the government are spending up big and perhaps raising questions about that, whether it's on roading or defence or other elements that are normally more directed for the sort of right-wing political base.
On that defence note, Bryce Edwards, how can the government justify, they've come out saying they're going to drop $12 billion on defence spending, how can the government justify major investments in defence and military amid warnings of service underfunding elsewhere, within health and education? I mean, how does this spending on military reflect global and domestic priorities?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I guess the current government are saying, well, it's needed to secure our safety. We're living in a world where, suddenly you have other countries spending hugely more on defence, and some of these are our allies. Some of them are people that wouldn't be governments or countries that wouldn't be described as allies, that may be seen as threats. And that we're living in a really unstable world. New Zealand has to pay its sort of its dues to be part of the Western Club, as John Key once put it. And so certainly there's huge pressures, I think, from Washington, from London, from Canberra, for New Zealand to so-called, you know, pull its weight. And so I think that's really the justification that's been put forward. But it really is astonishing how much they're talking about spending, $12 billion over a few years. We don't know the exact figures for this coming budget, but it's going to be, it's going to be money spent on mostly on military hardware, drones, tanks, aircraft. I think so. Or at least what you might call, I don't know what the actual word for it is, but ground vehicles.
Yes.
You know, reinforced ground vehicles. They might not be the traditional tanks, but they'll be, you know, things that can be used on the ground in warfare or peacekeeping or whatever situations. So, you know, there's no doubt that we're talking billions and billions here, and I don't think we've had enough debate on that.
Yes, it kind of came out of nowhere, didn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of come out of nowhere, but it's been looming for a few years, and there's been a lot of hawkish kind of, lobbying, if you like, for the government to sort of make New Zealand's military great again or something. But it's going to be incredibly expensive. And so I think we've got a role here for, well, all of us to be part of this debate.
Yes.
But particularly the parties of the left, so Labour and the Greens, I'm not really sure that they're rising to the occasion at the moment.
I spoke to Chris Hipkins on Tuesday, and his general sentiment was that we need the spending for, you know, occasions where we might need to do emergency relief work in the Pacific, or, you know, medical relief where, you know, over COVID, how we drop medical supplies up to our Pacific neighbours. His general justification was around that sort of stuff.
Yeah,
disaster recovery.
I'm always a bit suspicious that Labour politicians, or even Greens sometimes, when they're speaking to audiences like BFM or students, will stress that side of things.
Yes.
And try and sell it as, oh, this is for the environment, this is for being a good neighbour.
Mm.
But I don't find it that convincing. I mean, if we wanted those things, I don't think we'd be spending it on weapons. I don't think
we'd be
budgets for drones.
They said it was combat capable.
Yeah.
Equipment, wasn't it? Which doesn't suggest disaster relief.
Yeah. So, look, I think Labor's a bit scared of being out of sync with National on this, and they don't want to be seen as looking too pacifist or be branded as not pulling their part. And but the Greens, you would expect to be a bit more forthright. And often they are on defence spending, and they're often very good, but they've been silent on this debate, or relatively silent. So I find it a bit disappointing. I know they've got other things going on, some scandals, in fact, but, you know, we really need the Greens to play their historic part in sort of questioning this kind of drive to war, because, you know, that's kind of what it is.
Yes.
Once you start spending billions of dollars and making New Zealand's defence forces interrelates with US and Australian military, it's actually going to be used once they fit together with all those other forces, especially if they end up going into some military conflict with China or whoever in the Asia Pacific. And, you know, that's a pretty frightening sort of situation. So I sort of think that New Zealand's going and putting too many resources into combat-ready stuff and not really into promoting dialogue, debate. And, you know, we're in a dangerous time at the moment.
Do you think this will become an election issue?
I don't know. That's what I'm worried about, that there's too much just acceptance. Oh, we just have to spend these billions, these $12 billion more because it's just what you have to do. I think that's worth questioning. I hope it becomes an election debate. But, yeah, I'm a bit pessimistic about that.
Goodness me. Hey, Dr. Bryce Edwards from Victoria University, thank you so much for your political commentary this morning, and hopefully Wellington fares okay in this big storm.
Yes, indeed. All right. I'll bat him down.
All right.
Jolly.
See you, bye.
Bye.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.